fly, even in water. And thank you, gentlemen. And I hope I'm not yelling too much into my mic, but I can't wait until that new Kenwood becomes available at mobile, the 220. And maybe I'll actually have a 220 radio that's a mobile that has more power and better audio quality. Or at least some kind of gain control. But the Zenilenko is, you know, it's done its job. I'm a 220 advocate. And hey, here we are. I'm on 220. Steve is on 220. And I do, oh, well, Will's coming through All-Star, but he's coming through All-Star also on 220. There you go. There you go. And actually, Richard, you're coming through in HAPR, as I recall. So, hey, we're all actually coming through an actual broadcasting 220 repeater. We do link in a local club here, the Grand Rapids Amateur Radio Association, which has a repeater on the same hill as mine. It's a UHF repeater at 444.400. And a VHF repeater at 147.260. And we'd like to thank them for the use of their repeater. So with that, yeah, I'm ready for the warmer weather. But I hope it won't be like Richard predicts, where it's just 2 days and then pink, you know, it's either else we're in the insane heat or it just goes cold again. My electric bill during the summer times is miserable. I live in a two-bedroom apartment, and I pay a $350 a month electric bill. What insanity is that? And I just read that Consumers Energy just got a clear